Chrysler once famously said, "Tough times never last, but tough people do." Admittedly, it is a somewhat clever turn of phrase. And if you've actually ever made it through a difficult time, it certainly can make you feel proud of yourself for being so strong. For that matter, if you've had a particularly calm life with not many difficult times, I have to imagine that this saying would ring true as well. But here's the thing. I've known some very strong folks who did not make it through their tough times. And the reality is, for some people in the world, tough times never end. A possibly better take on tough times comes from German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, who said, "That which does not kill us makes us stronger." Even that, though, denies the reality that while difficult times may pass, we sometimes get mentally stuck in it. If it's a particularly traumatic time for the person, it can even result in post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, which is PTSD is kind of a moment when a person's mind gets stuck in the precipitating event. They may have disturbing thoughts about it, feelings, or even difficult dreams related to the events. They may exhibit mental or physical distress over trauma-related cues. They frequently also attempt to avoid those trauma-related cues and will have a heightened startle response even. Not only that, folks with PTSD are at a higher risk for suicide. So, that which does not kill us makes us stronger? Well, not always. The point that I'm trying to make is that we sometimes try to oversimplify the complexity of tough times. So, I sort of wanted to acknowledge that before I somewhat oversimplify the complexity of tough times in my message today. What equates as a tough time for one of us might not necessarily equate as a tough time for the rest of us. Life experience, the number of times that you've experienced a difficult time in your life, and a whole myriad of differing life perspectives can all greatly, greatly impact how you experience a difficult time in your own life. So, you know, secular humanism and most religions place a really high value on compassion. And part of compassion comes from recognizing that what is traumatic for someone else might not be traumatic for you, and vice versa. The old adage of pulling yourself up by the bootstraps has unfortunately become a favorite slogan of folks who simply don't get this idea of compassion and the fact that what may be difficult for one may not be for others. Because sometimes you just can't pull yourself up by the bootstraps. But sometimes you can. And that's what this talk is ultimately about. The times that we do manage to get through the difficult times and the advantages that we may find we gain from going through them. Now, in part, when we recognize the reality of the upside of tough times, it can actually make it easier for us to get through those tough times again. But first I want to go through a list of some skill sets that can actually get us through, or at least help us get through those difficult times. After all, we have to actually get through them, survive them, if we want to have the benefits of surviving them. So, number one, during a tough time, an important thing to do is acknowledge and feel your feelings. Ignoring what you are feeling and then packing them in, down inside, is not going to get you past the situation. So we must acknowledge those feelings and actually allow ourselves to feel them. Number two, talk about the situation to someone. Talking about it helps you sort out your anxieties and your worries rather than allowing them to continue to grow and fester. Number three, Get a little perspective. You may be able to do this on your own, or it may come through talking with a trusted friend. So be evaluative of the situation. Is it truly a catastrophe, or is it more of an inconvenience in the big scheme of things? Number four, in the midst of tough times, practice being calm. Whether it's meditation or breathing exercises or just being still, whatever works best for you, practice being calm in order to focus on those things which you can control and let go of those things which you cannot control. And it also has the added benefit of grounding you in the present when you practice being calm. Number five, in the midst of tough times, ask for help. This actually may be the most difficult of my list. Ask for help. We tend to want to keep our tough times private, or we don't want someone else to get drug into them. Or maybe we just want to be strong enough to handle them all on our own. Well, frankly, that's a little bit ridiculous. If friends and families are only good for the good times, what kind of relationship is that really? Plus, asking for help and receiving it tends to strengthen relationships. Number six. Focus on healthy relationships. Particularly during tough times, toxic relationships are draining. Don't expend too much of your time during tough times where you're having to spend energy on a relationship that's draining your energy. That's not to say that you should cut those people out of your life, but you should be aware of what's going on and limit your amount of time that you spend with those people who are draining. Number seven, and we're almost in the list, I promise. Do something about the situation. I know that seems simple, but it's far too easy to get caught up in the difficulty and the stress of what is going on and just going along with what's happening and allowing it to stagnate and getting kind of stuck in the issue. Avoiding the situation just adds anxiety to the situation. So begin gathering information. Make informed decisions, and ultimately do something. Number eight, don't conflate the situation that's happening. Don't conflate it with who you are. It's deceptively easy to let a difficult situation start to define who you see yourself as a person. You are not the tough time that you are going through. Tough times are just a part of life. You are much bigger. You are much more than any current situation that you find yourself in and what you might think it says about you. I told you we're near the end of the list, so finally we get to number nine, my last in the list of things that might help in getting through tough times. Don't lose sight of the fact that going through tough times, going through difficult times, while it's rough and uncomfortable, can have hidden benefits when you come out of it. That's definitely not to say that the experience of something difficult like being homeless or joblessness or identity theft or having a flood or a fire, living with cancer, any of that, it's not saying that it can be enjoyed. Tough times are just crappy. But it is to say, the psychologists say that when we come through those tough times, they can make us stronger physically and mentally. See, traumatic events tend to force us to re-examine our beliefs and our priorities. They can help us break out of habitual ways of seeing and understanding life. One area that's particularly true is in relationships. After going through a traumatic event like losing a loved one, people usually feel a little bit closer to their family and friends. Before the trauma, we sometimes tend to take for granted our friendship and our kinship. After the trauma, we tend to realize just how precious time is for sharing life with those who are closest to us in our lives. And we make more of an effort after that to contact them more, usually. And as I mentioned earlier, if we reach out to them during those struggles, we tend to strengthen those relationships. So, traumatic events tend to force us to re-examine our beliefs and our priorities. They can help us break out of habitual ways of thinking and being, and ultimately, that can also increase our creativity. That's right, so sometimes out of loss, there can actually be a creative gain. Of course, that's not to say that the trauma is neither necessary or sufficient for creativity, but creativity can even become a sort of coping mechanism for difficult experiences. Some people might find that going through tough times has forced them to question some of their assumptions about the world and how it works, which can cause them to think more creatively about life in general. But of course, surviving a particularly difficult event can make us feel stronger physically and mentally for having survived it. It can help teach us that we can be more adaptable than we ever knew we could be before. Psychologists actually believe that after a person survives a particularly death-defying event, their thought processes change significantly. They begin to think of themselves as capable of handling anything that life can throw at them. Making it through difficult times also tends to make us more empathetic when others are going through difficult times. More than that, having managed our way through difficult times, we tend to have a heightened awareness of what it takes to get through it. So when people are going through tough times, an empathetic friend with an experience that was similar, of having been in a similar situation, may be the very thing they need to get them through their difficulties. And finally, sort of in my opinion, the biggest upside to getting through tough times is the knowledge that you are more than capable of getting through tough times. The next time a tough situation hits you, you're more likely to take the attitude of, I've done this before, I can do this again. Life definitely has its ups and downs, its tough times, and I am in no way suggesting that those tough times are a good thing. They're not. They're just awful. I'm just suggesting that when you find yourself in those tough times, that not only should you not let yourself end up feeling like you won't survive, but when you do survive, you should be aware that you can use the experience to create for yourself an even better life, as well as use it to help others.